Well, I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I got my start in music in the late 80s. There were some punk bands I was friends with, and they knew I wanted to sing, and I was a little punk rock kid, so they would invite me to do guest vocal work, like come up for one or two songs, and then I got bitten by the bug. That's how I started.
Little bit of pain goes a long, long way. Can't have the rainbows without the rain. There you go, out there on your own.
When I was about 21, my folks gave me money for my first electric guitar, and I went to a local guitar shop and bought a 61 Silvertone. And then I am self-taught, and I think the first song I learned was like Ride Me High by Bob Dylan. And as soon as I learned all the open chords, then I was, which I just played wrong, then I was off to the races and starting to write my own material.
Games that you play when you chicken yourself always seem fun till somebody else breaks down. But you were just messing around with a little bit of pain.
When it comes to songwriting, I've been criticized before because I don't write generally happy songs, but they are the songs that come out of me, and I believe in being genuine to what's inside, because if you're not, I think people can pick up on that. When it comes to my solo stuff, I call it, you know, it's a little bit torchy, it's a little bit haunted, and it's a little bit twangy. My primary instrument is electric guitar, and I do loops with a pedal board, and I'm kind of a one-woman band. So it was nice for me today to just sit and play an acoustic, which is a much simpler setting from what I'm used to.
Oh, who am I to say anyway? Going down, down, down. Going down.
I've had some very touching moments where people come up to me after a show and share very personal things about how a song helped them through a hard time. And those moments like really stay with me. And I'd say that was the primary reason that I am a musician and stay a musician, is to try to comfort people and make them feel good, even if it's through a dark song. Maybe there's an emotion they need to release, whether it's crying or laughing, which has been bound to happen in my in-between song banter sometimes.
Then we miss a beat, a stranger steps upon our feet, and soon all the rainy days just get us down, keep us down. So don't you know, honey, that I love you?
I need to play music and write music in order to stay sane and make sense of the world that we live in today. So I think the passion just comes from wanting to keep my head above water, because art is like therapy for probably not only me, but so many other people.
Going down.